Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Maseches Nida Daf Gimel. We are holding partway down the Amud, so it's actually around halfway down. Umay Shnami Mavri. Let's just do a quick recap of where we are holding. So an Isha discovers a flow of dam exiting her guf. Now, question is whether it's fresh dam, in which case she's only tummy going forward from now on, or shall we say the dam had accumulated and it took a while till it exited the guf, in which case we should apply a tumma to her retroactively, going back in time. Now, as we concluded yesterday, min ha-toira, it's only going forward, because up until this point, she had a cheskas tahara. She was in a status of tahar, and we presume that a person maintains his established status until proven otherwise, until there's an obvious change in status. So min ha-toira, the tumma only applies from now on, going forward. But midrabbanan, pertaining to truma, or if she was involved in kachim material, Hillel and the Chachamim hold that we apply a tumma going back in time as well. How far back? That was subject to machlokes, whether it's just 24 hours, according to Chachamim, according to Hillel, even further than that, until the most recent examination, which could have been a week ago. So according to that approach, there is a tumma, misafek. It's not a definite tumma, but misafek, we have to treat her as though she was tummy with respect to her handling of truma and kacha material going back in time. Whereas Shammai disagrees. He says the tumma happened now. We have no reason to believe otherwise. And until this point, she's fully tar, no concerns. And the question was asked, why? Why does Shammai consider her Torah until this point? We had one answer, to which the Gemara will add three more in today's daf. It's the first answer that was given. Like we said, Cheskas Tahar. Shammai says, look, she was Tahar. Let's assume that status continues until there's an obvious change, which only happened now. Hillel disagrees. He says, well, Cheskas Tahar is not really such a strong factor in this case, because it's a sort of a regular type of system in the Isha that produces the dam, so you can't just assume she's tar, you know, forever, and in which case, since it's a changing equation, that lessens the Cheskas Tahara effect and forms the basis for our concern that she was in fact Tomei, going back in time as well. We had a kasha on this halacha from mikvah that was discovered to be invalid, from the truma discovered to be vinegar. Now we have a third kasha. Umay shnami mavi. Says the Gemara, why? And this is the kasha on Shammai. Rashi says, lo Shammai parach. He says, we're not concerned going back in time. He found the issue now. Okay, going forward, don't go back in time. Why is it different than the mavi? So mavi is an alleyway, right? So it's the street where we found a sheret, a lizard, a creature which generates tumor. And we know that we were there, we had, you know, items, taharis, things that we used in that location, which if the dead creature would have been there, you know, yesterday, the day before, those items that were being handled in that area would have come into contact with that creature, and they would have been affected by its tumor. So you discover a dead creature today. Question: is it a newcomer? Is it a fresh phenomenon, or was it here a while ago? I mean, how far back? So why is our Mishnah different than the Mavi? In our Mishnah, Shammai says, she's a Nida, from now, going forward, not going back. Whereas by the Sheretz, the Snam, we have a Mishnah, HaSheretz, Shnimsa B'Mavi, you find the Sheretz in the Mavi, Metavi, Mafreya. It's Metavi, everything that was here, going back in time, until you can confirm that there was nothing there. Actually, yeah, until you can say about doctors, I'm aware, I say, I inspected this area. So I know for sure Sunday there was nothing here. Okay. So until that point, you're okay. But from Sunday till today, Wednesday, you don't know. And therefore, we have to treat the area as tame. So either he can say definitively that there was no sheretz there, or you can say, look, I swept it on Sunday, so I know that at that point there was nothing there, but now it's Wednesday. From Sunday to Wednesday he could have showed up, and anything that happened in that mob is presumed to be tamei. Okay, so what do we see? That we are concerned about the issue having been present before we discovered it. And we suffic out of uncertainty, we will be metame. Anything that was, part of that equation. So here we see that we apply a tumah misafik, going back in time. Why don't we do the same by the nida? Says the Gemara, Samnami, there as well. There's a double element. As we discussed yesterday, there's something called tarti, luriusa, two negative elements, two arrows pointing in the direction of tumah. And that's more substantial than the case of the nida, where it's just one suffix. We found down, we don't know when it came. Here we have two factors working in that direction. Look, you have creatures, local creatures from this alleyway, and creatures that could have come from the outside. Interesting, even though we're talking creatures, right? It's the same element, but we have local, we have imported. It's considered like two factors. Ki, tarti, lirusa, dami. It's like two negative factors, in which case it forms a compelling reason to have more concern and apply a tumah going back in time. Yibayi say, mahana tamei deshamayi. Okay, so that concludes the first approach. The reason why Shammai is not concerned going back in time with the nida is because she has a cheskas tahara. That triggered, all these questions from the Misei Mikvah, the wine that was vinegar, the sheretz, where we also should apply a cheskas tahara, and we don't. And the answer is because in those cases we have tarted reuse of two factors in the negative, as opposed to the isha, where it's only one factor. There's dam here. When did it come? I don't know. Okay, let's assume the best. Let's assume that she was safe until today. People say, here comes another answer. Let me explain to you why Shammai is not concerned going back in time. And this factor is specific, is exclusive to Nida, in contrast to the previous discussion, which was a very broad discussion related to the general concept of Cheskas Tahara. This is a local point. The fact is, an Isha would have a tingling, she would have some sort of sensation if, in fact, the Dam had arrived earlier. The absence of that hargasha tells you there was no dam. So until today, she's safe and sound. By the way, the place can point out that nowadays things have changed, the woman is not so sensitive, so the hargasha element is not really a prerequisite for tumah. But in any case, when the hargasha was a constant, presence, the absence of which, in the case, there's no dam, the Hillel. So why is Hillel concerned going back in time? Because perhaps she did have a tingling effect, tingling, sensation, but she mistakenly confused it with personal needs, meraglayim. Okay, let's go back to Shama. He says, if it was there, you would feel it, but what happens if the woman is asleep? Even a woman who's asleep, agav tzara, because of the discomfort, she would wake up, just like she wakes up, she has to tend to her needs. What about a deranged woman who's not cognizant of her feelings? You're right on that. Shami would certainly make an exception by a shoita, since we can't really bank on her awareness, factor. So there we are concerned going back in time. Maybe it was there without her realizing it. But the Mishnah begins with the word kol anoshim. Sounds like we're covering all types. Kol anoshim pikhas, all healthy-minded women. But listen, noshim. So then, why does the Mishnah say kol anoshim, which seems to indicate everybody? Instead, the Mishnah should say noshim, which would allow for this exception for the shaita to be left out. The reason why the Mishnah says kol, not to include the shaita. Of course, she's an exception. Kol anoshim is to cover a woman who has a pattern, a set period, a woman who doesn't. And that's why it uses that collective term. Lafuki, as opposed to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Noshim Vesulai. He says only certain women who are presumed to be free and clear of dam until this moment of discovery, they are safe and sound until today. But otherwise, let's say a woman who does not have a vest, kavod, doesn't have a set track record, they are concerned going back in time. So Shammai is coming to undo that, to oppose that point. Kol anashim, all women, even the ones who don't have a set period, nevertheless, we're not concerned going back. Kamashmo, that's why he specifically uses the words kol anashim. Ask the Gemara, we have something called a kesem, a spot found in on a woman's begin. Rashi brings it to discussion later, enough and above. There too, once it's discovered, we're concerned that she, in fact, experienced the dam and we're metame her. Well, according to Shammai, if it's from her, she would know about it. She would feel it. She would be aware of it. So why at all is she tame when they discover a kesem on her beget? Shall we say tsanan ksamim delikus shammai? That whole mishnah about applying tumah upon discovery of a kesem is not consistent with Shammai, who would absolve her of tumah, since there was no sensation, there was no hargasha. Amar Abaye, no. Even Abaye, even Shammai would agree in that case, because there is no other way to explain it. Moide Shammai v'ksam, even Shammai would agree. In the case of a kesem, we have to, we're compelled to attribute it to the isha. Why? My time. You know why? But people, what else are you going to blame it on? But people in this aska, she wasn't involved in slaughtering a bird which generates dam. She didn't pass through a butcher store. Where did the blood show up from? It must have been from her. So there, we have no choice but to attribute it to her. Okay, so that concludes the second approach to Shammai. Hargasha. A woman feels. Lack of hargasha indicates lack of dam. In which case, she's considered tar until discovering that dam. B'boyesemai comes a third explanation for Shammai, considering her tar until today. B'boyesemai, how time is Shammai? I'll tell you Shammai's reason. Dimisi dava dam. Because in fact, if the dam would have been already there, mi'ikar ava'asi. If it would have been there earlier, it would have showed up earlier, or left the body earlier. It wouldn't have stayed inside. And the fact that she didn't notice it until now indicates that it arrived now. V'hilal, he responds, no. Koisle, beisav rechamim yidu. Can very well say that the walls of the womb of the area held it back. So perhaps it did arrive at the outer chamber, which affects her status, makes her tamei, even though you haven't noticed it until now. V'shamai, he disagrees. Koisle, beisav rechamim, lemak midam. The walls of beisav rechamim will not hold it back. If it's there, it would exit. In all cases, meshameshes b'moich meikel neim. What about a woman who's meshamesh b'moich? She relates to her husband with a moich. She has a plug. Meikel neim. In that case, is something holding it back? So it could very well have arrived into the area without exiting. Marabaye, you're right. That's an exception to the rule. Moida shami. You're right. Shami would agree in that case. That it's a concern. Meshamesh is b'moich. Rav Amar says no, unless it's really, really fully plugging the area, it wouldn't have that stoppage effect. Rav Amar meich nami, even a meich, even a cotton or something would. Agav zeya, because of the sweat, bodily fluids, michvet kavet, it would shrink it, meaning it would loosen it to some extent. Umayd Rav Amar meich dochak. Certainly, Rav would agree if it's a tight plug, of course, it would hold things back, and that would pose a concern. Okay, so that's the third reason for a Shammai. If it's there, he would know about it. Unless there's a moich, according to Abaye, according to Rav, a moich tochak. So at this point, we have three explanations as to why Shammai is not concerned about going back in time. Either cheskas tahara, right, that was the first reason. That's what the Gemara calls l'haich lishna, coming up in a minute, L'haich Lishna, the first reason, the first Lashon, Cheskas Tahara, which is really a universal concept, which triggered those questions from the mikveh, from the, you know, missing mikveh, from the vinegar, from the bavoi, the sherets today, versus the next two tirutzim that we had today, which is Hargasha, she would be aware of the arrival, and the next reason was if it's there, it would come out. So as the Gemara, Mayika bein Hani Lishni, any difference between these two answers, the Hargasha and the last reason that if it would be there, you would know about it, Laich Lishna versus the first explanation of the Cheskas Tahara, return to Amigayis. Ika, Benayah, the difference would be like this. Whether we can ask from the missing mikvah, from the, right? Ika Benayah, Lemirmi, Chavis mikvah umavi. Whether you would ask from those halachis, Laich Lishnik, Lemirminu. Right? So those questions can only be posed to challenge the first Lashon. Cheskas Tahara? Really? What about by the mikvah? What about the chavis? What about we don't have ches? Why don't we do the same cheskas tahara? Lahani lishni like lemiri. But those would not be fair questions vis-a-vis the last two tirutzim, hargasha, etc. Those are specific factors relating to anida, unrelated to vinegar and to lizard in the mum. Umayik ben hay lishna laich lishna. Okay, so we have a difference between the first and the other two. Now let's analyze the last two tirutzim. Any difference between those two tirutzim? Any case where one would apply and the other wouldn't? Umayika ben Haidushna, what's the difference between this last teretz, that if the dam would be there, you would see it, Laich Lishna, versus the previous teretz, that you would be hargosh, it would be sensation. La bayikamech tochak. Like we said before, the last teretz allows for some exception. If there's a moich, according to Abaye, according to Rabba, moich tochak, either way, it negates that that factor of if it's there, it would come out because it would plug, be blocked. So even Abaye, even Shammai would be concerned about retroactive tumah there because maybe it was there without noticing. Versus the previous teretz, where it's about hargasha, so plug, no plug, lack of hargasha indicates lack of dam. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Kehelishna. We actually found a brisa in support of the last teretz, which was the Mi'isa, the Havadam, that in fact, if there would be dam in the area, Mi'ikor Abbas, you would see it. It would have come out right away. Here goes a brisa. Amar Hillel Shammai. Hillel turns to Shammai. You're not concerned about going back in time. Yatamaydi, would you agree in the following case? So he brings him an analogy, which is comparable to the case of the Isha discovering the dam, and I'll prove from there. He'll prove his point from there. Yeah, Tamidi, wouldn't you agree in a case of bekupa, a box, a container? Shenishtam shabataris bizavazu. It was used for food which is tar. Okay, you had bananas in this corner, and after a while, you took out the bananas. So 12 o'clock, you took out the bananas, and 2 o'clock. You come back to the container of Nimsa, you discover Sheretz, a tumor-generating creature, but Zavazachar is in the other corner of the box. Meaning Rashi points out, of course it will be in the same corner. You would have no doubt that he arrived later. You would have noticed him when you took out the bananas. But since it was found in the other corner, maybe he was there at the same time with the bananas. In which case, that would have generated tumor to the box, to the container, and which in turn is metamed the bananas. So that's the question. You found a problematic element now. How long ago did he arrive? Did he just arrive today, post-bananas? Or was he here during the bananas? Wouldn't you agree with Misha Taharis, or Rishon Estimates, that the original Taharis, the bananas of Tame? We have to assume it's here now. It was here for a while. Amar Lo, so Shami says, right on. Aval, correct, yes. Kein Hadavar, says Rashi, we find in Chumash. Aval, sorry, Shtecha, right? Shem tells Avram. Aval, correct, yes, I agree. If you agree in this case, why not in the case of the Nida? Says Hillel. Umayavish, could you please tell me the difference between this and that? Benzu lezu? So he says very simply, lezu leish shulayim. The container has shulayim as a bottom. He pulled out bananas from the top. There could have been a lizard sitting right beneath them without him noticing. Lezu ain't no shulayim, but the Isha doesn't have a bottom. Meaning, the blood's there, trickles out. The fact that you didn't see it until now indicates that it wasn't there until now. So what do you see from this brisa? That's the discussion, that's the issue on hand. According to Hillel, if the dam was there, You wouldn't necessarily know about it. And Shammai says, no. Ain't no shalayim, but there you'd know about it. The fact that it was discovered right now tells you it wasn't here until today. And that's exactly as per the last teretz of the Gemara before. Here comes yet a fourth explanation in Shammai. Rava Amar, time of the Shammai. I'll tell you why Shammai. It's not going to go back in time by the Isha. Mishum bitul periyah b'riviyah. He's concerned about interfering with husband-wife relationship, because if we seem to be concerned about the presence of Dom before discovery, people are going to keep away from each other. You never know, right, what's going on there, and that will get in the way of peer review. And that's why we say, look, until you find something, there's no concerns, and that allays any anxieties, any fears. In fact, we find in a brisa that is the factor being considered. Shammai turns to Hillel, how could you apply a concern going back in time? You're just going to trigger anxiety between the couple. And Cain, if that's the case, you'll interfere and prevent Jewish women from preview review. Okay, so apparently that was his concern. Says the Gemara, okay, so now we have two brises. One in support of the third teretz, and one in support of the fourth teretz. Uman the Tani Hai Lishna. So the brisa and the ones who presented the last brisa to support the Periyah element, Hatani Kiach Lishna. How are we going to explain? How are we going to reconcile the previous brisa, which seemed to support the other explanation? Hatani Kiach Lishna. We had the brisa, which reflected that other approach to Mis Dava Dam. If the Dam would have been there, Mikar of Asi would have showed up right away. Apparently, that's the factor. Says the Gemara, it was a mistaken understanding. Hasam Hilu Dukatoi. Truthfully, it's the fourth reason that's valid. Hilu wasn't sure. He mistakenly misunderstood Shammai's rationale. Hasam Hilu Dukatoi. Hilu made a mistake. Whosoever he thought time of the Shammai. Shammai is coming from the third reason, the Mises of Adam. If Adam would be there, you would see it, Mikar Va'asi. Kum actually Kupa, that's what triggered the question with the container, right? Which was that comparable analogy. Vamalin, he says, no, Shammai says, what do you mean? Let me explain to you my position. Totally different approach. Time of the Dimishim Bitul Privarivya. My position is based on that factor, not on the Ulumai the Katois Nami. Okay, let me relate to you as well. Based on your misunderstanding, the Kum actually Kupa, you thought I was coming from the other Svara, and that's why he asked him from the container. I have an answer for that too. Right, this was the bottom, which poses a greater concern of the presence of the of the creature together with the fruit. As opposed to the woman does not have. And if the Dam would be there, you would see it. Fine. Asks the Gemara the other way around. Ulmanda Tani Hajlishna. So the one that presented the first prize, which was in support of the third reason, if the Dam would be there, you would know about it. Hatani Kach Lishna. How do we reconcile the next price? That it's Mishum Bitul Pri Verivya. Where the concern is that, not the. How come the Hillel is Shammai? The answer is like this. Hillel approaches Shammai, he says, in time of commerce. You know what? Granted, it makes very much sense what you're saying. The Mis Dav Adam, if the Dam would be there, it would leave the guf, mikar ba'asi, in which case there's no concern until you discover it. Umiyu, but still, why don't we make like a buffer, like we do throughout the entire Torah? We never cut it so close. You never know, maybe you'll miss it by a second. Umiyu, asay siyam d'vrecha, make a gate around your words. The maishna mekala Torah kula davdin siyog, why different than everywhere else in the Torah? Chachamah, we're always concerned about cutting things too close. Why take chances? Maybe, it did come a bit earlier than you noticed. Amar Leh, to which Shammai responds, Im Kain, Vitalta B'nois Yisrael Mepri Verivya. So, the basic halacha does not require us going back in time. Discovered now, tell me now. Ask you your question of, why not make an extra buffer? Because that's going to trigger unwanted anxiety. V'hilul. Now Hillel responds, "Priv Rivia Mikamina? Why would it interfere with Priv Rivia? I never applied a tumah vis-a-vis the husband. I never said she's off limits to the, that she was tummy retroactively vis-a-vis the husband. I'm strictly talking about food and utensils. Those should be considered tummy going back in time." Vishamai responds, "Well, it's going to have the same a similar effect on the husband's feelings. Lataris nami loy. You can't even be strict regarding materials that she touched prior to discovering the dam. You know why? Because it goes together. If he'll know about that, which indicates that there is some uncertainty as to her status going back in time, that's going to trigger unwanted anxiety all along. He's never going to want to. Lataris nami loy didn't came because otherwise liboy noikvoy. His heart will be palpitating all along. We never know when the moment, when the trigger moment is. Uperish will keep away from. Okay, so bottom line is, Isha discovers dam in Atura, she's Torah until now. Midrabbanan, however, when we tamil mafreya misafik regarding taharis, that's Hillel, that's the Chachamim. Shammai says, no, you're free and clean until this moment for four reasons. Either cheskas tahara, dam triggers hargosha, lack of hargosha, no dam. If there's dam, you would know about it. You don't know about it, there's no dam. And periya verivya. So now, we made mention of that comparative case of the container where they discovered a lizard. It's here now. How long ago did it arrive? Did it affect the bananas that were taken out a few minutes ago? So we had a bris, so we're Hillel and Shammai were both on the same page regarding that matter. They both agree bananas are presumed to be tummy. Sheretz is here. We have to be concerned that he was here for a while. But now comes a machlek, an interesting machlekes regarding something which seems to be that same exact matter, and here it's machlekes, and they're all agreed. So how do you work this out? Well, the Gemara is going to give us again no less than four differentiating factors to justify the machlekes in this case, in contrast to the consensus in the previous case. Itmar. So it's a very similar case. Itmar kupa. We have this box, this container. Shen yishtamshu taharis, which they they place bananas. Bezavazu in this corner. Vilimtz. After a while, they discovered, you know, after they took out the bananas, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, they come back and discover a dead sheretz on the other corner of this container. V'nimtza sheretz b'zavaz acharis. We have machlekes. So in contrast to the consensus in the previous brisa, here it's machlekes regarding the status of the bananas. Was the sheretz there with the bananas? No, cheski amar taharis harishonis taharis. The original taharis are free and clean. The lizard arrived right now. Rabbi Yechon amar no. Taharis or Rishonis Tumeis, the bananas are presumed to be tummy. Ask the Gemara. But it was consensus. It was Shammai and Hillel both agreeing. How can we have a machlekes between Amoraim on that same matter? Well, Shammai and Hillel maidu b'kupa the Taharis or Rishonis Tumeis. Didn't Hillel and Shammai both agree that bananas are tummy? First answer. Ki maidu Shammai b'Hillel. Their consensus applies to b'kupa sheish l'shalayim, a container which has a bottom, as we explained. In which case, you don't know. Maybe the lizard was stuck in there all along. Ki pli yichizki Rabbi Yechon. Our machlekes here is b'kupa she'en l'shalayim, a container without a bottom. Rashi explains it's like a barrel without a bottom. You tilt it sideways, you put it on its side, and you fill it up with bananas. So in this case, how do you get the bananas out? You have to lift the barrel and slide out the bananas. And if you're sliding out the bananas, the lizard would come out as well. No lizard. Apparently there's no lizard. The lizard will arrive later. You would have noticed it. And that's why Chizkiya considers the bananas to be tar. They arrived later. Ask the Gemara, Ein lo shalayim, has no bottom at all, my time in Rabbi Yechonon. So you're presenting a compelling argument for Chizkiya's position. You have to slide out the banana sideways. The lizard would have accompanied it. Apparently, if the lizard is there now, he came now. So how does Rabbi Yechon explain his reason for being matami the bananas? Matami Rabbi Yechon, Ein lo shalayim yesh lo oiknim. True, it doesn't have a proper bottom, but it has like a lip around the bottom, sort of a curve. So is a chance. Is a slight chance that in fact that lizard was there with the bananas, but he didn't slide out together. He got stuck on the lip. Ask the Gemara about Tanya, about Tanan, the Mishnah. This is going to be a kasha on Chizkiya who says that the bananas are tar, but now we have a mission like this. Hamadla asor ed loy mayim, b'zachar zeh. So he has this big tank that he's filling with water using a pail. He's doing madla, right? He's drawing with a pail. Asar gloim, 10 pail fills, pours in, fills, transfers, right? And suddenly, as he's doing, fill number 8 or 10, he finds a lizard. He finds a sheretz in a dead question. Was it there all along? In which case, all the water in the tank is affected, or did it just come now? So this pale fill is tummy, cool and tummy, but everything else is okay. Von Resh Lakish, he explains, I hold it, 1 second. That's only true if the pale has no lips. Nothing to hold back the lizard. So if he would have been there, he certainly would have slid into the tank with the water. But if he has an obstruction on the bottom, in which case, he could have been there from day one, from the first fill, so you have to assume all the water is tummy. No real bottom, just an oigen, right? I mean, he's pouring it, so it's sliding out, but there's something that could hold it back, which is exactly, it's a replication of our story with the container, with Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. And here we say that the presence of an oigen leads us to be strict and to be concerned that in fact the lip held back the sheretz that was there all along. In contrast to Chizkiah, who says no such concern about the container. Lema, shall we say Chizkiah, who considers the bananas to be Torah, in a similar case, Lesley, Rabbi Yanai, he's not in line with Rabbi Yanai, who says that in a similar case by the pail with the water, the fact that you have something that could hold back the lizard triggers a concern on all the water, all the way from the first fill until now. Says the word, there is a difference. Water and pears are different. Maya sharki, water slides out. In which case, when he pours the water into the tank, he just gives a swoosh. He doesn't have to overturn the whole pail, and that lizard could very well have been trapped inside the lip. So it poses an ongoing concern all the way back to the first fill. Pear, le sharki, but fruit, bananas don't slide out easily. You have to overturn the whole barrel to get it out, and if you overturn it, the lizard would have come out. Lip, no lip, would have come out. It couldn't have possibly been there with the bananas. In fact, it's easy to notice it. You only noticed it now. It must have showed up now. You know, I mean, another differentiating factor, mildly cup that light water, he's not so meticulous about. So he gives like a toss, and if it stays a little, a couple of ounces stays behind in the container, he's okay with it. So he perhaps did not overturn it completely, and the lizard as well would have gotten stuck there. Pay recovery that life, but the bananas, he's very concerned about every banana is 50. So there, if he tips the barrel to get the bananas out, he does a proper overturning of the barrel, and everything comes flying out. He didn't see a lizard, apparently he wasn't there. Okay, so that was the first way to reconcile the apparent contradiction. Again, we had a stira. Here we have a discussion about a kupa. We discovered the sheretz later, after he removed the taharis. Chizkiah says, taharis atar. Lizard arrived today, arrived now. Chizkiah says it's tummy, and early we had a consensus. Sham and Hill both agreed that it's tummy. So we said, well, here it's different. There's no bottom. In which case, he would have come out if he would have been there. The fact that he's there indicates that he came later. We might say another way to answer. The consensus of Shama Behila is only by a container which was never examined prior to use. Therefore, says Rashi, there's no established track record of Tahara in its favor. So we have to suspect that the lizard was there all along. We turn to the next topic. As opposed to the machlekes over here between Chizkiah, it's become a beduka. The container was examined prior to being filled with bananas, so it has a cheskas tahara. Okay, so we're safe and sound until proven otherwise. Marasavar, so that explains the machlekes. Chizkiah says, Habatka, look, he checked it. It's tahara until it undergoes a status change, until you find the lizard, which happened only later. Omar Savar, Emor Silokil Del Deinafal. Reich says, no. Maybe the lizard came right in there, right after you finished your exam. You pull your hand away from exam, maybe right then it landed, and it was there with the bananas. Look, the fact is, it's there now. Question just is, when did it come? Certainly was a status change, so we have to be concerned that maybe it came early. Now, you're telling me that Shammai v'Hillel's case is without a bedikah. There was no examination done prior to use. So there's no established chassas tahara. Now, Hillel, if you recall, Hillel used that illustration with respect to the story of the Nida. Compare it to the Isha who found dam. What kind of comparison is it? You just told me that the container was not examined, was not established as cheskas tahara, but the Isha has a cheskas tahara. How could you compare the two stories? You do me the Isha Ketani, but the Brisa there presented the case of the unchecked container in comparison to the woman who found her dam. Isha Beduki. The fact is, the Isha is checked. Rashi says, because there's a halacha, the Chacham established Adin, that Isha has to check herself twice a day. So, if you're comparing it to the Isha and she's Beduka, and still you're telling me there's a concern going back in time. So it's a Chashan Chizkiya. Because even if it's Beduka, the halacha should not change. The presence of that lizard should be assumed to have been there going back in time as well. Says the Gemara, no, Isha's not really Beduka. Kibun the Shchicha Badam, since Damim is common to her, it's a regular mode of life, Kishayin Beduka Dami, it takes away the Beduka status. People are saying, here comes yet a third terror to the Kasha. Ki Moidu Shami Behil Beku Shayin Mechus. The consensus between Hillel and Shammai, the bananas are tummy, that's by an uncovered container without a lid. So there's a concern that the lizard arrived early. Whereas Al Machlek is Bekuba Mechusa, talking about a container with a lid. So there we can safely assume that the lizard only arrived now. Says the Gemara, if it has a lid, how did it get in there altogether? Mechusa, how did it get in there? You use it by covering, meaning it's covered for the most part, except when you have to access the content to put in to take out. Oh, so Chizkiya holds, look, it's meant to be covered. Let's assume that he kept it safe and secure as he was using it, as he had content in there, and let's assume that the lizard only arrived later. Once he removed his bananas, he kept it uncovered, and then it fell in. Reichen says, no, maybe without realizing, as he lifted it to touch the banana, it fell in at that point. Okay, so that sets it apart from the consensus brisa, because they were talking about a fully uncovered container where there's greater concern about something arriving unnoticed. Says the Gemara once again, but that brisa, where you're telling me it's an uncovered container, is comparing itself to the Isha, the Nida. But with the Isha Ketani, the Mishnah is comparing it to the case of the woman, Isha Mechusa, the Isha Isha Mechusa, Rashi brings, there's no Dam arriving from elsewhere. She's a self-contained entity. So let's assume that the container there as well, if it's matching to the Isha, it's also covered. Okay, if it's covered, so why do Hillel and Shammai agree that there's Tumah? That's going to be a Kashan Chizki who says there's no Tumah going back. Says the Gemara once again the same answer. No, given the Shchicha Adamim, K'shein Mechus Adam. Since it's common to have the Dam by the Isha, it's part of a regular system, so it negates the self-contained concept. So there's a greater concern of Dam being there without being noticed, so it is a safe, fair comparison to the uncovered container, which has a greater likelihood of Tumah arriving unnoticed. Here comes yet a fourth teretz to the kashi. Boy, same, if you will. Here comes another teretz. Ki moyu shamav hil bezavis kupa. That brisa, which presents a consensus between Hillel and Shammai, to be metame those bananas due to the discovery. The current discovery of the lizard after removal of the bananas is Bezavis Kupa. like we explained, so he had placed the bananas on this side of the container. He discovered the lizards an hour later on the other side, so we have to assume it was there. Whereas Al Machlekes here is talking about a slightly different case because of his bias. He discovered the lizard at the corner of the room. Says the one, what do you mean? We spoke about a container. Why are we switching to rooms? He spoke about a room, a container. He means like this. Yes, in the container. But after, it switched locations. So basically, he had a container with bananas on this side of the house, on this side of the room. Took out the bananas and then moved away the empty container to the other side. Then he found the lizard in there. That's called Mimakam or Makam. It's a new location. Shall we say, okay, new location, new record. And the lizard is here now, but wasn't there in the earlier location. It's a different story, different equation. That's the Machlekes. Hachikamar means like this. Kupash and Ashtam Shabbat Taharib Zavis Baisu. The container, which had been used with bananas, in this corner, Zavis Baisu, the corner, this corner of the bias. Then it was taken to a different corner. And then you discover the problematic tumor generator within. And the question is, did the lizard come now? Or was he present at that former location too, together with the bananas? Chizki says, no. We don't stretch the tumor from one location to the other. New location, new concerns. New record, right? Rabbi Yechon Savar Machaskiran, we do assume that the lizard that's here in its current location was already there in the former location. So basically, it's a new discussion, which is unrelated to the discussion of Shammai V'Hillel. We're talking about a new location, Makom L'Makom. Yes, in the same old location, of course, you would assume that the Sheretz was there all along, but it changed location, changed places. Makom L'Makom. How far do we go to assume, you know, retroactive presence? Rabbi Yechon says makes no difference. Location is not a factor, and Chizki says it is a factor. True, in the initial location, I would be metame the bananas, but if it's in a new location, he already took out the bananas and he moved it to a different place, and now he found the lizard. We say the tumor is limited to this location. Does not affect anything that transpired in the former location. Okay, let's leave the rest for tomorrow with Hashem. In conclusion, Nisha discovers Dam. From which point did she tell me? Min HaTorah, only going forward. The Rabban, however, we apply a Tumah going back, a Tumah Misafik, regarding Taharos that she had handled, Truma B'Kachim. But according to Shammai, Daya Sha'ata, she's telling me only from now going forward. We had four reasons: Chaskas Tahara, Hargasha. A third reason is if it would be there, you would know about it. And the fourth is we don't want to generate unnecessary anxiety. Then we had a discussion regarding a kupa, which contained bananas. After the removal of the bananas, you discovered a sheretz. Question is, did he just come now, or was he there previously? Shammai V'Hillel both had an agreement on this, said it's tamei. Then we had a machlekes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon. Chizkiya says it's tar. We had four ways to explain, to reconcile this apparent contradiction. Either Chizkiya is talking without a bottom, it would have slid out. Or we're talking that the kupa had been checked before use, or we're talking that it's covered with a lid, which lessens the concerns. Or it's in a new location, in which case you turn a new page, a new record, and the bananas are considered tar. Okay, all the best to you and atzlacha.